And we're here on KBRB, and we are joined in studio by Sheriff Brent Dibler, and have a few things we want to kind of pass along as far as safety information and just things to be aware of. And Sheriff, as school has gotten started, people are noticing a change on Highway 20 since the main construction project previously had the 25-mile-an-hour flashing signs for the school zones. And that's no longer the case, but has been replaced at three intersections by crosswalk flashing signs.
Yes, Greg, good morning. Thank you for having me on. The crosswalks at Highway 20 in Ash, Highway 20 in Elm, and then Main Street, Highway 7 and Highway 20, there's those crosswalks with flashing lights. You can push the button. And oncoming traffic both directions is supposed to stop, allow the pedestrian to cross. We've had several complaints and instances where kids are either going to school or leaving school, and they are doing a good job. They're pushing the button, and you have one traffic east or westbound that's stopping, and the other one is not stopping. We have traffic driving around kids, and that absolutely needs to come to a halt. That's terrible, dangerous, and it's illegal both, and I want to address that. We absolutely would hate to see an accident with a child getting struck by a vehicle, and I really am asking for the public's support in slowing down, you know, before school and after school. And if you see those flashing lights that's been installed, please just stop and do a double take if you need to. Make sure there's no little kids. They might be walking. A lot of kids have scooters. Those hoverboards or a bicycle, we need to be real careful that we're not proceeding through that intersection with the kids trying to cross.
Yeah, and I've noticed that numerous times with the children using the flashing crosswalk, especially there at the Red and White Conference Center. Yes. With the Ash Street. Yep. Intersection, as they're either headed to the conference center or headed home. And as I pick up a first grader and get to that intersection, you do see the kids stopping. And you'll have one vehicle that'll stop. And the kid, but to the kids' credit, they've been watching both sides, because I've seen it too, where one side of traffic stops, but another side of vehicle goes right past, and then the next one slows down and stops. But so, I mean, the kids to their credit have been doing a good job of making sure both sides of traffic are stopped, and not just seeing, well, we've got one side stopped and heading out into there. But yeah, that's certainly a dangerous situation. Those crosswalks clearly marked, and when those lights are flashing, you know, make sure to come to a complete stop. And not only you're helping those kids out, but you're maybe stopping somebody behind you from driving.
Correct.
Through there as well.
The kids, to my knowledge, and what we've seen, have done an excellent job. It's the adults need to step it up here and let's not be in a hurry. Let's slow down those intersections at these times of the day and address this.
Well, and a good rule of thumb too, just for everybody locally, is to know that in those, that 7:45 to 8 o'clock time frame, and you know, kind of that 3:15 to 3:45 time frame, know it's very busy around Ainsworth Community Schools. I know the city has reduced speeds around the schools themselves. But it's, you know, it's kind of that Highway 20 that we worry about with the amount of traffic certainly that goes across there, and maybe people that aren't familiar with the community.
Yes, I also did write down three more addresses there around the school. We have 2nd and Elm, 3rd and Elm, and then 3rd and Ash. And what we're seeing here is we have several parents that are walking their kids to school, which is nice to see. They're walking their kids to school and need to cross multiple intersections to get to the front door of the school or the kindergarten doors, we call it. And we have a lot of people that are doing a quick stop, nodding their head both ways and initiating through the intersection, and the crosswalk people are having to stop. The pedestrians do have the right of way. We need to make sure we're allowing the parents and the kids to safely get across there. Everybody needs to slow down and be real cautious around the school.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, good rule of thumb is if you're not picking up or dropping off a student, especially during those times, find an alternate route. If you're just headed somewhere and trying to go through there, just as easy to bypass that, go a couple blocks over, and that way you're not helping congest the traffic that's already there.
Correct.
Well, both walking and driving, with dropping off and picking up kids.
Yeah, I myself or deputies do school traffic every week, all week long, and we see a lot of people drive through there. Like you said, they're not picking or dropping off kids. Let's find an alternative route. If you don't need to be there picking or dropping off kids, like you said, Greg, let's go a block or two over the other direction and try to stay away from there if we could.
So. Yeah. Well, I know I wanted, while you were in, wanted to have you talk briefly. We've had a couple of accidents now this week in the Long Pine Hills on Highway 20 east of that Long Pine Spur intersection, the one on Wednesday that closed down traffic, or, you know, forced a traffic control for quite a bit of the day with a semi that went into the ditch, took out the guardrail. But that was the second accident in the week in that location.
Unfortunately, yes, we've had two wrecks on Highway 20 east of the Long Pine 9A Spur. Both trucks were westbound on Highway 20. And both trucks hydroplaned and unfortunately hit both guardrails, and both trucks did go into the south side ditch. Praise the Lord, the guardrail was there in the first one and slowed it down. And then the second wreck, the north guardrail slowed him down enough. His truck was hanging over the embankment, though. It's extremely dangerous, and we had to call in a large wrecker service from out of town, and it took multiple hours to retrieve the wrecked carnage up out of the ditch there. And fortunately, both drivers were not hurt bad. The second driver did go to the hospital to get checked out. But I encourage everybody going through Long Pine Hills, the state has overshot that oil, and it's slick with water on there, so please slow down going through Long Pine Hills. I know there hasn't been any ice, but just all the rainwater we've had, that surface is slick, so please use caution and slow down through the Long Pine Hills.
Yeah, especially until that gets armor coated or whatever the state plans to do.
Exactly.
That fresh oil on there and mix with water, that's usually a recipe to have a pretty slick surface, and especially when you're not only going downhill but negotiating a curve going westbound at that spot.
We've had numerous people tell us they have hydroplane, just an empty vehicle, not even a semi, in their pickup or SUV, so it's the surface is wet, like I said, and slick, so please use caution. And the state's out there today, I know, adding or removing product on the road there, so like I said, slow down and be patient, and let's look out for each other there in the Long Pine Hills.
Yeah, we'll appreciate that. Always good to talk safety with you when you come in, just for some reminders that we all can hear and use, even if we think we obey everything. It never hurts to have those reminders.
Absolutely. I do want to thank a couple bystanders that did stop. I didn't get their names necessarily, but Dan Yelski's, one of their truck drivers, stopped and helped clean debris off the highway, which could have caused another wreck. So thank you so much, trucking company out of Valentine there. They did help us. So thank you very much to the truck driver that helped us on that last wreck.
All right. Well, appreciate the info, Sheriff. And of course, if anybody has questions on, if they've got kids and want to, you know, help their kids be instructed on safety, they can always call the Sheriff's Department and get caught up with best practices and some of those things as you're looking at routes to school. But certainly for kids that do cross Highway 20, do want them to utilize those crosswalks, even if we need to give the reminders about
Absolutely.
Making sure the traffic stops. We want them to cross the highway in one of those three locations.
Correct. We do, Greg. Thank you. That's a good point to make.
That's Sheriff Brent Daimler joining us here on KBRB.